And start this Indian of Kishma Lamita. In Rashi, in this past week's Pasha, in Pasha's Balak, it says, Lo Yishkov, Heinam Klavavi, in the Pasuk of Heinam Klavavi, Yakum Karis Nasa, Lo Yishkov, Ad Yoichal Teref. So Rashi said, Balai Lamita, so, Ad Shu Oichal, Umachavel Komazik Abal the Terefai. Says the Klan Yisrael, they don't lie down until the Uichel El the Mazikim Keta Kaya Shemal Mitase. Umafkid Ruche Bialamakim. Ba Machne Vigais Lazikam Akashbachu Shaimram and Lucham Achamaisam. I'm appealing Chalalim. So it sounds like this Indian of Kishma Shalamito is the Oifin of how to be Machabel Keneged the Mazikim. Staka, a grace of Shaila. This Indian of the Chiv of Kirish Malamita, what exactly is the Gad of Kirish Malamita? So there's two Gemaras, Mustama that I'm ready. So just go quickly. There's one Gemara, Hanichnis Lishan al Mitasa Imer, Mishama Yisrael al Vahayim Shemaya. And Vahayim Baruch HaMapel, Chev Lishena, and it goes through the whole Bracha. So the Gemara's Lashon is, Hanichnis Lishan al Mitasa Imer, Mishama Yisrael. He says from Shema Yisrael. Now there's another Gemara in Brachis, the Avdalam Abbeis. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Alpha Bishakarad and Kishma Abbeis Akneses, Mitzah Lekreis Amitasai. So even though he's stung back like this, Alpha Bishakarad and Kishma Abbeis Akneses, still there's a Mitzah to be Kishma Amitasai. And the Gemara fears us. I'm Talmud Chacham, ain't Tzarech. But if he's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to. So, Stam, a Pasha Ta'ara is, what's the Hisafas Chiddush over here of Rabbi Shua ben Levi and the Gemara in Brachis Tav Samach HaMebeis. The Gemara brings down Rabbi Papa. Gemara brings down, it seems like a Braisa. Hanich Lishal Mitasa Imer Shema Yisrael. L'chayra, you already saw that. So then what's Rabbi Shua ben Levi being Mechadish? I saw a Diyak. It's interesting. If you notice the lashon of on the Avdal Mebeis, it says, "Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Avi Shikari Kriyishma Mebeis Akneses Mitzvah Lekreisi Al Mitasei." And the Gemara Dav Samach just starts off, "Hanichnas Lishal Mitasei Oimer Mishma Yisrael." It says Oimer Mishma Yisrael. It doesn't say Kira Shema Yisrael. It just says Oimer Shema Yisrael. Now, Tzveitins, the Gemara says, "Yimchuit Se Kriyishma." There's a Mitzvah Likris Kriyishma. Sounds like it's a Mitzvah Drabanan. And the Gemara is Moisif and Talmud Chachamu ain't Tzarech. So you have to know what's the mile of a Talmud Chacham. What's the mile of a Talmud Chacham? They don't have to. If there's a Chavetz Kriya Shema, what's the mile of a Talmud Chacham? Now, really, Tosis, very famous Tosis, the Eshta Tosis in Brachis, the Eshta Tosis in Shas. So most people know this Tosis. Pasha, the first Tosis, you have to know. So Tosis over there brings down the whole Shiloh of saying early Kriya Shema, late Kriya Shema. And Tosis says, Tosis brings down, Ve'ino el megillah samach l'shkiva el parashas rishayna. V'im kein, sholish parashas el l'rikris, v'oy kashtar l'var b'kriya Shema, shtayim v'nev, shtayim achareha, v'oy dois Kriya Shema samach l'mita, eini el b'shul ha-mazikim, k'damer m'samach, v'ntam ha-chachim, eini tzarech. So Tosis says that the people want to, other Rishonim want to say that the Eitzah, even though we learn Kriya Shema early, it's not a problem, because anyways we say Kriya Shema Lamita. So first of all, Tosis has three problems. First of all, only say the first parasha. Even though Agam, the Arizal says that you say it, you should say all three. But Gabon, Tosis sounds like that the Iker Takana was only Shema Yisrael. And then Tosis also asks, you don't have the brachas. On Tzveitin, Sak Tosis, that it's the Ikkid Gemara sound like it's the Ikkid from Azikim, because Tamid Chacham don't have to say it, so it's not Mashma, that's the Kriya Shema of a Chayvas Kriya Shema. Sounds like the Ikkid is only out from Azikim. Now in the Rishonim, you find different sprachs, different Lashonis, B'negeya, the din of Kriya Shema Lamita. What's the side of the Chiyav? Rashi Alatari, we just saw, says, that's a chayva to be matzah from the mazikim. Aye, what's the takib shana talmud chacham? Rashi says, Oviel and Shas, but Tamachal Shrug, we must not say Lachsa, you saw Tomidai Bakach. Says that because we're ruggle to the ruggle to learn Torah, so it's Dai Bakach. So you have to know what's the Milo of Torah, Klapi the Mazikin. Pashtos, Lachar, it's sounding more that saying Krish Malamito is in your Torah Dikadin. That would sound like more than Tosfos would sound like more. That's a shmira from the mazikim, right? Tosfos, that's what Tosfos says. It gives the shmira from the mazikim. Right. L'chayy everyone's mashma that's a takana derabana. Pashtos. Now the shayla, what's the story of the takana? Now even in that, you could also clear is what was the story of the takana? The takana was that you should watch yourself in mazikim. You should learn Torah when you're going to sleep. Or there was taka bazunja takana called kriyishma. We'll get to that shayla in a minute. In the Rambam Taka, when he brings down the halacha, it's in Perek Zayin, it's not in the booklet, I don't think. It's in Perek Zayin, halacha aleph, halacha beis. He said like this. Kishatik necham divei tefilois. Okay, he goes through the whole thing. He said like this. Kshich zon lemitasei lishan belayla. Mevarech ata Hashem. He brings down the bracha of Amapil. It's an hilchis tefila, and then he says in halacha beis, he says v'koyra parash rishayim v'kriyishma v'yasham v'im amsa seshin v'koyra filo pasuk rishon epsukei rachmana v'akachishon. So the Rambam doesn't say anything about the Talmud Chacham is different. The Rambam just says a lashon because nichnas lishon. He says. And then he goes to sleep. With Masha from the Rambam, that there's a bazunja takana to say the Bechas Krishma. It doesn't say, or let's say Krishma. The Rambam's not mechalik between a Talmud Chacham and somebody else. So we take a sound from him that there's a bazunja takana in Rabbeinu Yonason, the Riman Ulel. He taka says that the reason why you have to say Krishma Lamita is kidei. Shiyashon lishkei v'amitansi b'seich tevei Torah. So mela a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, like Rashi says, is ragel l'shan noisa. He's ragel to always be learning Torah. So mela he doesn't have to. Now, in the Rif over here in Brachis, Agav, so I want to share with the other, I saw a very interesting Chavetz Chaim on Shabbos. In the Kutei Mamarim, he speaks about how a person has to have a Yediyah and call a Torah Kula. And he's very bothered by Akasha. He says, if you about to say Torah Alavavecha, that means that you have to have Torah Alavavecha. So he says, how's it Chayich that the Ebesh to be Mitzav everyone Alavavecha? He says, only Yechidei Segula knew Kshas Ba'peh, call a Torah Kula. So he says, he's very bothered by this kasha. He says, Ma'oi Kashisili says that Lamaisa Torah sounds like it's a chiyah for everybody. And he's trying to think of an etzah. So he said, in the Deyus of Yishayinim, says already for many years it was established the limud of Rif v'Rashi. And he says, if you learn through Shas with Rif and Rashi, and you chaz it many, many times, he says, it's very easy, it's very attainable to know Roiv Kala Torah Kula. And he said in the Masech that don't have Rif, he decided to write Lekutei Halachis. It's interesting that he gives this idea, doesn't sound like it ever, but he writes, and Doyos Rishonim, it was a regular Zach, he said, Avad, you can't learn with Ran or Ben Yoyna or the Mugi Yosef, because then it gets already too much, but to learn Rif and Rashi, he said everybody could do it, and he said, if you chazer many times, you'll know Rav Gufei Torah. But Akoponim, the Rif over here says, Ava bi shekar adam kriyishma beit haknesset. It's on page Tezvav. It says, Ava bi shekar adam kriyishma beit haknesset. It's mitzvah l'kroysi amitasoi. V'daf kabar shishayna kabirin perek harroya. Amr av nachmin tam mechachim, eini tzarech. Abayim av tam mechachim, v'edamei mecha psuka d'rachmi, goyim berech av keruchi. Okay. Now, so So the Gemara says, then he brings down, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Masadu lahani krei vegani. He brings down Gemara in Shavuos. Rabbi Shua ben Levi used to say these psukim of Rachamim, and then he just went to sleep. So Gemara says, vegani, hechi avid hachi, v'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi also srapa, he's medivei taira. The Gemara asks, how are you allowed to say these psukim? L'chay, does it isil srapa, he's medivei taira. So Gemara says, l'hagin shani. And for the Gemara, l'hagin shani. So maybe if we have time, we'll see what the taich of l'hagin shani is. But Fekir ben Yoyna, why is this only a kasha? Why is the Gemara in Shavuos only ask this kasha on the Pesukim of Rachamim before you go to sleep? Why did the Gemara ask this kasha on every Kriyas Shema Lamita? As I frag Rabbeinu Yoyna. Ev Rabbeinu Yoyna, v'yuk shel gai b'kriyas Shema Lamita, b'fnei she'ilu ha'psukim, ha'ini oim ra'isen lo'ilam, l'shom chayva, v'hem shel shmira, v'nir k'moy shemisra b'divetera. Kriyas Shema, sh'derech hula oimer, l'shem chayva, Ene nire kimisrabe v'divei Torah. So Rabbi Yain is answering that because other psukim you never say it, so stam, why are you saying it? Elamai, it looks like you're trying to be mishtam with the Torah. Mashen gain kriyishma, because anyways you say l'shem chayva, so now it's not nikir, it doesn't look like you're doing it for refuah, and therefore you're led. Stam, what's taka this chilek? So it would sound like for Rabbi Yain that the ikir chesaron of using Torah to be misrabe with it is a zilzal on the covenant of Torah. Right, because then if the problem is be'etzim, you can't use Torah to be merapa. So what's the chilek if it looks like you're being merapa, not being merapa, you're doing it to be shame yourself on the mazikim. The Gemara over there says, l'hagin shani. But on the ikir kasha, why are we not saying kriyishma? Rabbi Yoni is saying that if it doesn't look like you're trying to do it, then it's not a problem. We'll be mashavim here, that the ikir problem is that you're being, that it's chesaron in the kavod ha'Torah. L'maisa, in the other Rishonim, the Teres Chaim asked the Kasha on the very famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Chosh B'Roisha Yasi B'Teira. Everybody knows also, you went to Chaim Kanievsky, you had this Anhaga, you used to tell people to learn different parts of Teira, if they had different sicknesses. The Gemara says, Chosh B'Roisha Yasi B'Teira. Zakhtar, over there, you're not being trying to be merapa with Torah. What you're trying to do, he says, with tears, Dr. Teres Chaim, what you're trying to do is, Shiyoyla ischus limer at Torah, shiyisrap in Mechayev. The ischus of limer at Torah. Recently, I just heard, was Yidu at the Basham in Michelstadt. He used to be very Yidu. People used to write letters from all over the world to help with refuah. Someone told me, I saw also that his Iker letters were for mental illness. He's very big in the reaping of mental illness. But if you look through his svarim where he wrote the skulas, what he did, the main thing was he used to give a shir l'schus refu shalema of this person who sent him a letter. That was a shir atayra. Okay, this svarit, because the ikir is taka that you're using it not to be merapid, but that the svarit is that the schus of lima atayra. Zaktezei, Lamais and Sefer Achinuch, he writes in Tavkuf Yud Beit, he says, Yitaka nabi merapa midivei Torah, but he says, you're allowed to say mizmoirim that have hisayus and nefesh to be betech in Hashem, ulekevea belavava yirasi, velismech al chasude av chazde vitoiva, umetoich hisayus al zeh, yenishma belisaf michal nezek. And he teaches, Zaktezei Achinuch, that's the taich of Lahagin Shani.
Is that in here somewhere?
No, I'm just reading from the Chinuch. So he says, that's the taich of Lahagin Shani. What's the Vard in Lahagin Shani? That, Kloima, lo yonzit teir shiyomer adon divay teir lo ur nashay lo teiva kide shiyogin alav oisi aschus lo shiyomer. He says that when you ma'ur yourself, Lahagin Shani means that when you ma'ur yourself to be v'teich in Hashem, that creates agana. If you try and stam to be malachish Torah and say that's merapid, that about the inala do. But to be ma'ur yourself, lahagin, that ma'ur b'tachin Hashem, that avada you're allowed to do. Now, the Rama Mitaka brings down that this is the Raisa. The Rama Hilchos Avodah Zarah says, "Haloichish alamaka v'kari pasuk min ha'Torah v'chinah kari alatinik shlo yivayis or meniach sev ha'Torah tefillin al katan in order to go to sleep." He said, the Rama said that goes into nichosh. And he said, that's kaifim b'atayra. And he says, why? Because they're making Torah into refuas haguf, and ikir Torah is refuas hanefesh. But l'maisa, the Rambam says, if he's just saying the psukim, that psukim should be a schos, like Teres Chaim, you mean the psukim that should be a schos to be matzil you, that you're allowed. Al kol panim, it's kenzain, that really, the Magen Avraham brings down the shayla. Why, if you like to say Krishma after a maple, you say Krishma before a maple, he wants to bring down the machlikis in the Rishalmi. And the Magen Avraham Taka wants to learn that the Yisrael of the machlikis was, what's the Yisrael of Krishma? A maple avada is to be matzal the person, to be shamer. Krishma, if it's to be matzal him, to be shamer, then he's allowed to say it after a maple. But if it's just to be makabal, machlik shamayim, saying Krishma, then avada, you have to do first. That's the David of the Magen Avraham wants to learn this machlikis. I'll call upon him in the Seder Ayoim, the Baal Seder Ayoim, he brings down a Nachat Tzad, why he should say Krishma. Very interesting Lashon. And he says, the Seder Ayoim, he said like this, that we know that when a person goes to sleep, it's Echa Mishishim Shamisa. I don't think it's brought down in the book either. So he says, when a person goes to sleep, it's Echa Mishishim Shamisa. So he says, just like Mishas Misa, every year it has to be Davik, it has to be Makabal Machal Shamayim. So Hu Adin, before he goes to sleep, he has to be Makabal Machal Shamayim. So Oibazoi, L'chayro Tam Chachim, you wouldn't have such a chiluk. L'chayro Tam Chachim himself also should be Makabal all Machal Shamayim. Now, in the Namukit, in the Beis Yosef, he brings down a Shita of Ramam Goyim. That says that before Krishma Lamita, you should make a bracha of Amitzas Krishma. So it sounds like from the Rambam Goyin that Taka, the Takana of saying Krishma Alamita, Avada, we know the Ikki Krishma is with the bracha and the Sakneses. But it would sound like from him that it is an Indian of Krishma. Especially some of the Rishonim write. So you should try to say Krishma, the closest to B'shach B'cha. So therefore, they said, you say Krishma Alamita. So it sounds like it is a shleimus of the mitzvah of Krishma. Well, Kapanam and again, the two Gemaras. So I saw in Sefer Shiras Nasan from Moshe David Mei Shlita. So he wanted to say that Ken Zayin Avado, you have both Nakudas. You have the Nakuda of Shmira. And then you have the nekuda of stam, whatever it is, the night takana. Like the Rambam says, the masakin you have to say Krishma. You want to know why? Ken zayin the soida takana was for nazikin, but Lamayin said today they made a takana that you have to say Krishma. And so he's gebracht in the Rama. The Rama says b'leil haseder, even though you don't say psukim of shmirah, kutzalel shimurim, you still have to say Krishma. So if you say Krishma as a bazunja takana, nothing doing nazikin, that's very geshmak. But if you say that's to do with Nezikin, so what's Taka the Chilik? Why the Pesukim of Nezikin? You don't say. Pesukim Shmira, you don't say. But Krishma Alamita, you do say. So Vais does that according to everybody, Avada, there was a Takana of saying Krishma Alamita. And according to everybody, like Kapanam is a Zikr Machim to say. And Mamela can die, that's the two Gemaras.
But Amapo, I mean, Amapo's
Lechor
is totally different than
Kriya Shema. Right. I mean, we didn't get into Amapo yet, right.
Yeah.
Amapo is another discussion. What was the takana of Amapo? But in Krishma, we have two Gemaras. There's one Gemara on the Avsamach that says you have to say Krishma and you say Amapo, Oimer. And then there's a Gemara that says Mitzvah Lekreisa. Mitzvah Lekreisa. So it could be the Gemara on the Avdal says Mitzvah Lekreisa is going to Ikit Takana, there's a Mitzvah Lekreisa. Masha Ein Kein, by the Gemara on the Avsamach is Oimer Krishma. That could be more of an Indian of Shmira. Now, in the Maple itself, your Baron's pointing out, Maisa, what was the Takana of a Maple? So that seems to be an interesting thing. What exactly is the Takana of a Maple? Some Achreinim Amashma, that's a bracha of Shavach. Maisa Chayodim Taka writes that it's on page Chav Beis. You don't have to worry, maybe not going to be able to fall asleep. לכן זה לשם שיטוסי כגבון פרשת רישיינו של קרישמה וברכת המפל אחרי התשמש. That should be done after, because you shouldn't do anything, but not falling asleep doesn't make it into Baruchel v'atala. In the Matzchias, he says that the bracha of a maple who's ke'en bracha idal amita al teva ashinu ba'ilam k'may birchas ha'shanos n'sechivino. It's not really a bracha of the pool of going to sleep. It's a bracha like just like you have birchas ha'shachar giving sheva v'idah. No, you're making this man when you mishtayich that sheva v'idah. Well, then the birchas ha'maple is also done at that time. Now, the Rabbi also brings this down that someone asked him, L'chayra, just like Yitoysa says, you don't make a bracha of going to sleep in the sukkah because you might not fall asleep. So how do you make a brichas ha'maple? And he says, Anachinami, the brichas ha'maple b'yisoy is based on the teva also this inyan of the teva of going to sleep. Now, in the Tshuva from Moshe Sternbach, he writes that there were a lot of people that were knowing that they didn't make a maple because they were scared that they wouldn't go to sleep. He says he doesn't really understand it. How he mavatel? He brings down page Chav Zayin. He says, "Mashehivi minig in the second paragraph." He says, "Mashehivi minig goini brisk shebricha mapu mshashem al yishnu v'avibrachel v'atala." He says, "Gam mikama admoirim shayamru lo yedati ignuchal akid dina the gemara v'shulchan aruch v'aturaka yoyim neschash shechshash roch yishem al yishnu." He says, "Only today people don't fall asleep. It's something people always suffer for all the generations." So he says, "Lamaisa maybe." Maybe Berev asked Medusam that they didn't talk to go to sleep, they just fell asleep at the table. So Mamela, that's why they were noyig. And then he brings down Epis Mipi Kabbalah, that already from Chatzais Ve'ilech, the morning already starts, so maybe it's not this Manfa map, and because they had a minute that they went to sleep very late, they didn't make a bracha. Then he says, Nachatam, that you hear from a Gadol Echad, that after the Chesimus HaShas, that people start saying Tfilas Ma'ariv, because of Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam, Shekoy Al Shechiva, he killed Baruch Samapa. So if you bow Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam, then he wants to say maybe then the Chayra, if that would be the reason, then only Chutzaretz and not in Eretz Yisrael. Like upon him, he's trying to be Malam Mitzchus, why there are people that don't say Amapa. Thinking also today, especially with in the olden days, you shut the light, you went to sleep, there's nothing happening. But today, between the taxes and the phone calls and the Maisa, you know, it's always a great chash that you might come to talk. People are very, very, very barren. You don't know, there are people that are very important. They can't shut off the phone tonight. So the Maisa. So maybe there is taka. Maybe taka b'zman hazeh. Maybe it's more of a cheshash. But upon him, that's what he says. It's very hard to be mavat to din the Gemara. They stay in the Gemara. Just want to firoyz that I couldn't find the sefer to look it up. Very high up, I think. But I think Reb Shmuel Shapinkis brings down on his Maimarim on Rosh Hashanah, if I remember correctly, he said that a lot of the kavanas that Akpi Kabbalah of the Tfilas Rosh Hashanah is very similar to the Kavanas that we have at Kriyas Shema Lamita. And that being is because just like Rosh Hashanah is this man, the Chiddush HaBriya, the Eibishter puts a night Kaychis into the Briya, into the person who's Mechadishim. So he said, but every night at Kriyas Shema Lamita, that's also the Eibishter Mechadish, the person gives him new Kaychis, Biyadcha Afkeruchi, the Gevaldige Neis, if we think about it. A person goes to sleep tired, goes to sleep worried. I'm not saying he doesn't wake up worried, but akavanim, he goes to sleep, his head spinning, and lamaisi wakes up the next morning with fisha koiches, fisha avodas hayoyim. That's all mikoyach these kavanas, the gevaldige hashpah of kishma alamita, that's what he's saying is very similar to the avoda of Rosh Hashanah.